We are bellied up to the Tony Jaro's bar here in the Minneapolis area yet again, and we are feeling good and
great. Hey,
and what does my shirt say?
Same shirt, different day.
No. Same shit, different day.
Charlie. Although, I'm going to make a shirt that says same shirt, different day.
That's better, goddamn
it. And I just put it down here so you know it's my idea.
All right.
You can buy it for a price.
What do you know? Same shit, different day. Charlie Barron's piggybacking, stealing all my merch ideas.
That's me. Right here. Let's go for a ride. Oh, that was weird.
No, we...
It took a couple tippy cows for me to get on your back. That's how it goes.
We just have fun.
I'm going to try this episode standing, my stone friend.
We actually tried that on my other podcast, You Betcha Radio, found where all podcasts be found.
Yeah.
Not great.
I kind of like it.
Mixed feedback, really.
Oh, they didn't like that you guys were standing?
It just was distracting, I think, for every party involved.
Well, fine, I'll sit.
But you can maybe do the, like... Halfway the episode, you do the half sit, half
like,
stand.
I like stretching a little bit. Yeah. I like getting I'm wearing sweats today.
I do. I see that.
I like a nice pair of sweats.
Hey, you aren't dressed like a piece of shit. You are just comfortable.
Okay.
Although, look at me. I look like a paleontologist. I look like someone who... like an archaeologist right now.
You look like you're in a...
I wore khaki pants today, and I changed into this khaki shirt, and now I'm just...
You look like an extra in the first part of Jurassic Park, you know?
I'm going to go dig up some bones after this.
Yeah.
So I feel kind of like an idiot that way, but it's all right. Charlie, it's here, right?
Summer...
End of May.
Summer is here. Yeah.
End of May is summer.
It's lake time, baby. Lake time. Do I get an invite to the lake house this year? Yes or no?
Well, you've had a standing one, but you never show up.
First of all,
actually, no, you've been to the lake.
I have absolutely been to the lake.
Once or twice?
Once. And yeah. I know I brought this up on another podcast, but I think it's worth repeating. I caught a lot more fish than you caught.
I drank a lot more beers than you did.
By a mile. And yeah, so I got to get up there. I got to show you how it's done fishing.
Okay.
Oh,
done deal.
Yeah.
I would love to take a clinic from Barron's, fishing school.
Fishing is cool. Did you guys get that?
Yeah, write that one down.
Yeah.
That's going to be his next shirt.
How come Jared doesn't laugh at my jokes, but he laughs at all yours?
I don't know. I'll let the audience figure that out.
He's laughing at that. That's such bullshit.
That was actually, you didn't need to laugh at that
Charlie,
one.
You just can't see me. That's why you don't think I'm laughing.
No, I'm hearing you. Trust me. This year is pinned to the laughs. I'm waiting for it.
All right. Whatever. You just want to get into the episode, Charlie?
Yeah, let's do it.
I got my archaeologist energy going right now.
Yeah, and I got my half standing, half sitting energy.
Yeah. Let's get into the episode.
All right. Welcome to the Bellied Up Podcast. Who we got?
Hey, this is Keith.
Hey, Keith. This is Charlie.
And hey, Charlie. Nice to talk to you, bud.
Man, it's nice to talk to you, Keith. Let me tell you that. But don't worry. Today you're getting two for the price of one. You also have Miles on the line.
Hey, Keith, how we doing, buddy?
Good, Miles. How the hell are you?
I'm doing good. I am doing good. Same shit, different day, though. I tell you what.
Same shirt, different day, too. Miles is advertising his merch on this podcast, which I don't like.
Well, I got a little jealous of how much we're plugging your book, all right? So this is a give and take, all right?
Okay, that's fine. By the way, that book, Midwest Survival Guide, you can get it off manitowalkminute.com or just Google it. Also, my stand-up special, Midwest Goodbye. Okay, anyway.
No, go ahead. No? Finish it up.
Okay, Midwest Goodbye is on YouTube. I mean, it's free, you know?
It is a good one. My parents loved it.
Oh, tell them I say thanks for watching.
Yeah. Well, Keith, that's enough plugs for one day. Why don't you belly up to the bar with us? Tell us what's on your mind. What's going on?
All right, guys. So, obviously, you know, this last weekend was the NFL draft.
Yep. And when this comes out, it'll be a few weeks after, but yes. Yep.
Okay, yeah. Regardless. But so I'm a diehard Vikings fan.
Sorry. I'm so sorry. That must hurt.
Charlie, you're going to like where this goes, though.
Okay, cool.
One of my buddies just got drafted to the Green Bay Packers.
Yes, he did.
Well, first of all, congratulations to your buddy. That's a big deal. Not many people get drafted.
Who's your buddy?
His name's Tucker Kraft.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You don't know who that is?
No, he's
Miles?
Good. He's a good old lineman that they got picked up.
That's awesome. How do you feel about this?
He's a tight end, Charlie. Well,
I wasn't listening. Yeah. I don't listen to anything
he's
you say.
He's a tight end. He's a tight end, went to South Dakota State, so he is a true homegrown Midwestern guy.
Oh, I've heard something about this guy. No, all they could talk about in the playoffs was how good he was and that he was going to get drafted, right? From SDSU, he was a bunny. He's a jackrabbit.
Yeah, go Jacks, horns down.
There we go.
There's another one.
I like that. Okay. So, buddy gets drafted. Big deal. You guys celebrate it all? Did you have a little fun when it happened or what?
Yeah. So, we had his draft party last Friday at our hometown, Timberlake, South Dakota. Population 500. So, nice small town.
So, everyone was there.
And, down there, everybody and their dog was there. And, he went to the Packers. Happy to see the man go to the NFL. Love to see it. But now there's just going to be a whole slew of bandwagon Packer fans come to Timberlake, and I don't know how to feel about that.
I love how this is not. This is not about his buddy.
It's already
at all.
Tough being a Vikings fan.
But I will have to say,
you've had enough years to realize. The writing on the wall.
You actually have got a legitimate reason to switch teams now.
You do. I mean, this is like, you know how you can't like change your insurance unless you have like a life altering event, you know, your health insurance. You guys not buying health insurance.
Is that so true?
This is a great freaking analogy. Yeah. You can't just change your insurance. Your health insurance.
You're talking about life insurance?
Health insurance. Did I say life insurance?
No. Is that true? Because
if you wanted to change your health insurance right now, you have to have a life altering event, like you get a new job or you get divorced or you know something like that.
Okay. Yeah.
Don't ask me how I know this.
Well, anyway. I think life altering it means like I had a near death experience of some sort, and it's like, you know.
All right, it's a bad analogy. Anyway, bottom line, I'm building off what you're doing here, Miles. It's true. This is one of those rare moments in your life where nobody is going to fault you for becoming a Packers fan. You have a great story behind it. Okay, you have a great story. You can. This is like a rebirth of your NFL fandom experience. Your best buddy became a Packer, and therefore you had no choice but to become a Packers fan. Yay or nay?
I mean, you got a point, but like, I've spent like 25 years now just hating on Green Bay, and I don't know if I can do it just overnight like that.
I'm not saying it won't take time.
Yeah, that is true.
I'm not saying it won't take patience. I'm not saying it won't take a lot of things, but I think it's what you got to do. I mean, let's look at the history books and see if you should continue being a Vikings fan.
This is coming up.
Let's just roll through the Super Bowls and the NFL titles, historically speaking.
I love how no other franchise has to whip out NFL championships because it was so long ago. It doesn't matter.
That's not true.
It was so long ago. It has an alternate name.
Who has the most titles in the NFL?
Yeah, it's title town. It's not Super Bowl town, is it?
Damn. Well, let's say it is Super Bowl town. Let's say it was that. We would still
have
four. I think actually
Super Bowl town would be wherever Tom Brady is.
Well, Tom Brady is where these days?
He is single and ready to mingle.
He's on a... He's got a fat contract. Anyway, Packers have won 4 Super Bowls. Vikings have won 0. I think it's pretty easy. It's a pretty easy decision to make in my mind. Your silence is deafening.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's another layer to this, though, Charlie.
What's that, Miles?
I think what he's starting to realize is, oh, my God, this is awesome. Someone from our town got drafted into the NFL. This is the best. We're putting him on the map. And then the smoke settles a little bit. Your buddy is shipped off to Green Bay to Title Town, not Super Bowl Town. And next thing you know is everyone's hooting and hollering and then starts getting a little bit of time. And the smoke settles and, you know, you haven't seen your buddy in a while. You know, it's been 6 months because he's been long gone and
he found cheeses.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden he's maybe put on some weight because cheese is not carbless or fatless or calorieless. And, you know, he maybe comes back during Christmas time if he can. Then another year goes by, and another year goes by, and you don't see him around. Oh. And you see people moving there, getting all excited about it, and everyone's like, he's so great. He's got a Super Bowl now with the Packers and all this stuff. And you're like, you know, it was great when I had my friend back home, but now he's big time in Green Bay. I think this is what he's talking
Miles,
about.
Miles, you took this to a really emotional level. Wow, look at that.
And it's not so much that he resents his buddy for going to the Packers. He just misses his old pal, you know? Green Bay's a long ways away.
Jeez. Miles, I'm starting
only
to...
Only about 11-hour drive.
He's mapped it out. Yeah. He's so. Are you,
no, he's actually got a guest bedroom for me. I'm moving in.
Are you going there? Are you going to go?
Well, I'll go to a few games. Vikings, Packers, obviously. I've been to Lambeau once before, and I loved it. It was a great time.
Wow, I wasn't expecting that response. Okay, what month did you go in?
January.
Oh, nice.
Full experience.
You did get the full experience. Miles and I both went there for the Packers, Vikings. Oh, go ahead. It was what?
It was Vikings, Packers, probably 2-3 years ago. It was a Sunday night game in January.
Who won?
The Packers did.
Yeah, that's
the
game. I just wanted to hear
Kirk Cousins got COVID.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because everyone knows that if Cousins was there. Yeah.
Yeah, we just couldn't check it down like we're used to. You know, he got COVID and then it was like, oh, we had to actually throw it down the field a little bit. It was the worst.
Oh, man. So your buddy, how good of a friend of this? I've said your best friend. Is he your best friend?
I mean, I'm better friends with his older brother, but he's a pretty good friend. Like, he's always been. We went to high school together, so like small town, you know, you hang out with them guys all the time. And
he's a good
buddy of mine.
I don't want to be that guy, okay? And you guys can tell me if I'm stepping out of line here.
Okay.
And you can say, Miles, you can go, no, that is not appropriate.
Okay.
Are you having a little bit of everyone's now starting to say how much better of a friend they are now that he's drafted in the NFL?
Oh, wow. You can tell by how high his voice went up there.
Are you friends with his brother or are you friends with him is what I really want to know.
Well, no, I am. I am friends with him. I'll just put that right on the table right now. But I'm just saying I'm better friends with his brother.
Okay. All right. Are you finding that some other people in town are starting to mysteriously talk about how much they used to hang out when he did live in the town?
Yeah, I mean, that comes with anything, though. I mean, people, as soon as somebody becomes halfway, you know, famous like that, somebody comes out and they're like, oh, yeah, we've been so good of buddies for so long. And, like, I'm thinking, like, have you, though? Have you really?
Sounds a lot like what you've been saying to us.
Now, yeah, listen, I'm gonna call Miles off this. I'm gonna call dog off the bone. Okay, let's not insult our guest into thinking that he's not as good of friends with this Green Bay Packer. Because, mind you, it's painful for him that his friend is now a Packer, and I think you can hear that.
It's salt in the wound, really. I apologize.
Yeah. Now, Miles, one of your buddies is in the NFL, right?
He is.
And what was that sort of experience like for you?
Oh, it was great. Yeah. Yeah, I was happy for him, and then the dust settled, and then I cried a little bit because my buddy was gone, and I would only see him once a year, and so
I could tell that's where you were going earlier. You were channeling.
Yeah, you guys thought I was projecting, but that was just that's my own life experience, you know.
Yeah,
yeah. He.
That is what projecting is. Is oh yeah, your
no,
own
I definitely
experience.
Projected then. Yeah. Yeah. He moved. That was he moved to Aspen and out of my life forever.
That was maybe the most emotional
well,
I've ever seen.
Denver, but
I've ever seen you get. Yeah,
close enough.
Yeah.
So I actually could maybe empathize with you. I mean, I actually was best friends with this guy. It sounds like you're more of an acquaintance because through brothers and cousins and stuff. But I can totally relate to how you're feeling right now.
No, what are you more upset about? Are you more upset that you're losing a friend or that you're losing a friend or that you've gained a Packer?
Well,
not losing a friend, but losing a friend you see all the time.
Well, my friend got drafted by the Packers, and he's dead to me now. So I lost a good buddy. Well, I lost my buddy's brother.
Jeepers, guys.
Yeah, I love that. That was the cheese on my milk right there. The way you just said jeepers, okay, so guys. Like, God. It's great.
I'm more upset at the fact that I'm not upset. I love that he made it to the NFL finally, and it's always been a dream of his.
Yep.
But it's just the Packers.
Yeah.
The whole 32 teams. I mean, come on.
Oh, like, would it have been better if he was a Bear?
Well, yeah. I mean, at least we have a better shot of beating him every year.
That's true. That's very true. Although.
So what's funny is him complaining about this is being like, oh, I only got $1 million instead of $1.1 million. That sucks. Your guy hit the lottery and and you're mad that what team he went to. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you got to.
I'm not mad at him. Okay. It's just that everybody now in our town, because it's a small town, whatever. Western South Dakota, middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
I'm going to be surrounded by Packers fans now. Yeah, and it's just going to be are. Like. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Changes
that,
the whole
is,
dynamic.
I think that is truly the root of all of this.
We
I think
found
we finally
it.
Found the root of all of this is you now. It's like on Toy Story. When Buzz Lightyear shows up and Woody sees all of the stuff in the room go from his stuff to all of a sudden there's spaceships and galactic merchandise all over Andy's room, you're going to see your local small town bar to go from being a Vikings bar into a Packers bar. And that's a tough pill to swallow.
It's a very tough pill to swallow. It's even it's more kind of ironic too, that his family, Most of them were Vikings fans, and now instantly they're Packers fans.
It's amazing. And Miles, that analogy of the Buzz Lightyear Woody thing, I mean, that is perfect. That's exactly what his family just did there.
Yeah,
I applaud your analogy.
Yeah, there's a new toy in town.
There's a new toy in town, and this toy
there's
has
a new space sheriff in town.
New space sheriff who has a lot more titles than the other one. So, well, I think that, you know what? You're just going to have to become a Packers fan. It sounds like the writing is on the wall, and we welcome you. We do.
Well, you should do. Okay, last thought on the bar thing. Because you're going to start to see that is just talk to the owner and go, all right, it's fine if you want to put up some Packer stuff for them, but do what they do with the jerseys where they split them down the middle, but with the bar. So paint a line down the middle of the bar. Ooh. And one side could be the Packer side and one side could stay the Viking side. What do you think of that idea? A little compromise.
No, it's going to be a Packer bar. I know it. I just know it. I know it. I know it. And I just, there's nothing I can do about it.
You know, that would be a great concept for a bar, though. Packers/Vikings bar.
And, have, like a doggy gate thing, too, that you put in front of the stairs. So, that even if to go through, you got to be like, I want to go to the Packers side.
Yeah. You have to make a definitive choice on that.
Yeah.
I like that. That is just a bar ripe for fights, you know?
Yeah.
And gambling. Sounds awesome. Sounds like something that should be in South Dakota. You know,
sounds like it already probably is in South Dakota.
Yeah.
Gambling, fighting, and bars is South Dakota in a nutshell.
Yeah, that's true.
That and Waldrug. How close are you to Wall?
Probably like 3 hours. I'm northwestern South Dakota.
Oh wow, you're up there.
Isn't that kind of what isn't?
Yeah, I'm middle.
Isn't Wall in the west side of the state?
Yeah, it's in the western side, but that's like southwestern. Like, oh, that's oh, down okay. Interstate 90.
What do you think about my idea that I said in my other podcast, You Betcha Radio podcast, where all podcasts can be found? The idea would be you found a town about 5 miles east of Waldrug, and you actually named the town Waldrug. And then you get all of the tourism that people think they're going to Waldrug, but instead you are stealing all of the tourism from Wall, South Dakota, and it's now Waldrug, South Dakota. What do you think of that?
You know, it's a very innovative idea, but me personally, I don't know if you've ever been to Waldrug, Miles. It's a South Dakota staple. You can't mess with it, man. You can't steal their thunder. They worked hard for that.
Wow.
Well, look at him putting you in your place after you tried to shamelessly advertise
I'm a business guy.
Yeah.
I'm a business guy, and I see an opportunity where you're missing where everyone thinks it's called Waldrug. They would definitely exit at Waldrug, South Dakota, and not Wall, South Dakota. Just saying. Get free advertising from all those signs. There? When I was a young kid, we went to Mount Rushmore and did Rapid City and the whole thing and all that, and we swung through Waldrug, yes. Coffee's cheap there, ain't it?
5 cent coffee.
There you go. All right, man. Well, I actually don't know what advice we could even give you other than just condolences and prayers and thoughts. T's and P's up for you.
Embrace the titles. Embrace the W's.
And tell your buddy if he's going to be rolling through Wisconsin now, he better get to know the name Charlie Behrens.
Yeah, tell him I says hi. Let's bring him on my
Charlie's had a little bit of tippy cow.
Cripes Cast podcast, where all podcasts can be found, since we're listing off our other entities.
Thanks for calling in, man.
Yeah, no, thank you guys for answering me. I was on hold for a while, and I actually forgot I was on hold, so thanks for answering, guys.
Well, welcome to the team. Go Pack, go.
Skull Vikings.
Skull, which stands for so, keep on losing.
That is just not a great... You can come up with something better than that. So?
So.
Why don't you do suckers, keep on losing?
I like so, keep on losing. You're right, it's not good. I literally... actually, my buddy gave that to me before a show once, and I've kept using it. I like it.
It's fine. It gets the job done.
It gets some chuckles.
Point across.
It gets some chuckles.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're right. It could be better.
Yeah.
Could workshop it.
We'll find it.
Okay.
Stick another caller?
Yeah, sounds good. Welcome to the Bellied Up Podcast. Who we got on the line?
Hello?
Hello? Who do we got on the line?
Oh, wow. I'm really surprised. Hi, my name's Ethan. Nice to meet you guys.
Hey, Ethan. I thought you were surprised. Sorry.
Surprise. I'm Miles.
Ethan, what's going on, man? Belly on up to the bar. Tell us what's on your mind.
Big part of my life's coming up. I met this fine woman. We've been going on for quite some time now. I think around like 6, 8, 9 months, something like that. And she popped the question, hey, you want to get a house with me? And I said, you know, I think that'd be pretty cool. I think that'd be pretty fine. You know, here's the thing, though. She lives up in the good old Kansas City. I live out in the country about, I don't know, an hour and a half drive to and from. So we're trying to find a house, but we just don't have enough time. Now, I live with my father. Granted, he's around 7 years old. And I just find it a little bit, you know, embarrassing, you know, just to have a woman over living in this house with me, with my father, 7 years old. I just think it's a little bit embarrassing, a little bit awkward. Maybe I'm just thinking about it this way. What do you guys think?
No, it's definitely a little embarrassing, a little awkward. No, just kidding.
We just had a conversation.
I'm just kidding.
Miles, Will you grow up? Can you treat our guests with some respect?
So sorry.
Good
so
Lord. Sorry. There's nothing embarrassing about it.
No. No, I actually was going to say, it sounds like you and your dad got like a cool vibe going, a little bit like on the movie Step Brothers.
Oh, we certainly do.
Yeah, like you guys shit with the door open, you make beef jerky, and now this girl's going to move in and ruin all that for you guys?
I don't think it's necessarily ruining, but yeah, I get what you mean. Yeah, I guess what you mean. I just never really been like a, hey, dad, here's my girlfriend, or hey, mom, here's my girlfriend at the time. I've always just like singled that out in my life.
You've separated girlfriends from parents.
Yeah.
And now this is the one.
It's like an uncomfortable part.
But now this is the one?
Sure.
Whoa.
I think you need to be less worried about the moving in situation.
We got a little bit of commitment issues. Here.
Okay. Well,
you do or she does?
Yeah.
What? Who?
She did ask you to move in with her.
I guess I do.
You do. Well, then don't do it.
Okay, yes.
Don't do it. What are you doing?
Well, hold on. Let's dive into what. What do you think the root of the commitment issues is? Did something happen to you? Do past relationships? What do you think?
Tell us about your childhood.
Oh, man. Okay. So ever since I was a child, I had a crush on this one girl, and my sisters would always bug me, be like, hey, I heard you got a crush. I heard you got a crush. I go, yeah, no, I'm not telling you guys. I've always been embarrassed about it. And then ever since, in the future parts, whenever I've tried to introduce my significant other to like any side of my family, sisters, my mother, my daughter, not my daughter, my father, within like a week or two or three, the relationship always ends. Either I break up with them or they break up with me. No coalition with parents or anything like that.
Correlation.
I just find it that's always what happens. Correlation. Thank you. My apologies. And I'm just afraid of her moving into my place and us having fights or something like that. I mean, every relationship has fights. It's completely normal about it until you get a divorce. where was I?
Burning me?
I forgot where I was.
Yeah, Charlie all right. knows all too well about the fighting and the divorce thing.
All right, it happens, Charles.
That's all right.
He's consoling you now.
No, look, let's dive into
this. No, I mean, that makes total sense. I mean, that's a very, you're worried. It's kind of like, you're worried that if you commit to this, then it's you. The last thing you want is to get your heart broken is what you're really worried about.
That and a little bit of embarrassment. I mean, I live with my 7-year-old father. So if I get in a fight, I'm going to go down to my kitchen. He's going to be sitting there and be like, that was the weather.
Paper-thin walls, and his dad's like, you come down after a fight, and he's like, oh, God, you're going to need a drink after that. Here you go.
What does your dad think
and
of
then,
her?
And then my next thing comes is, and I'm going to be honest with you guys, she's come over to my house about 4, 5, 6 times, and they've had their awkward run-ins, and I've just been so awkward, and I just never introduced her to him.
And how old are you?
I'm 21.
Okay.
We do that because you're so young.
Yeah.
That's why you're sighing, right?
Yeah, that's why I'm sighing. What are you? You're moving in with someone at 21 after 3, 4, 5, 6 months. Also, you're not very good with numbers or memory.
She's moving in with me. Initially, it was like, yeah, we'll get our own house together. And then like, oh, yeah, my cousin will come in as well and we'll pay for the house. But then, you know, things become things, and later down the line, we realize, oh, well, situation, ideally, we can't do that. So, again, like, her parents are kicking her out of the house, and she doesn't have another place to go
so
to.
So she lives with her parents as well?
I'll talk to my dad about it.
The whole other story, my guy.
Miles, come on now. It's 2023 now. In this economy, nobody can blame anybody.
No, we're not blaming you for
that. I'm trying to get the facts right. So she lives with her parents. You live with your parents, correct?
Uh-huh.
And how old
single
is she?
Father, but yeah, she's 22. We were born the same year, but just like a opposite end of the spectrum. She was January 14th. I'm December 23rd.
Okay. There's no judgment in that.
No.
Why is she getting kicked out of her house?
Because she's 22 years old.
Well.
No, there's a story here, dude. There's a story.
Her parents really don't like her that much. Me personally, I have a specific type of woman, a specific taste in women. I like them goth girls, and them goth girls are packed full of red flags. So those red flags turn into green flags for me. So, I mean, you can put one and one together, you know, rebellious, parents didn't really like her that much. As
angsty,
kind of,
argumentative. Oh, yeah.
What, exactly, you know?
What was the straw that got her kicked out of the house? What was the final straw?
Well, okay, she's not entirely kicked from the house, but basically, I don't know. It's really just like a multitude of things. She'll try to do her laundry. And then she'll get, you know, yelled at for doing it. Like, man, come on. I only got 2 days off and you expect me to clean this entire house? I keep my solitude. And I just keep myself to my room and my room only. You guys expect me to do all this in the house? Granted, I mean, you guys are letting me live here. But like, well, that's all your guys.
I mean,
you know?
I imagine that her parents are like, God, you're washing all of your black clothes with all of our light colored clothes and it's bleeding onto my pure white.
They just have a bunch of gray sheets in that house.
Just everything gets turned to gray.
What do you both do for a living?
Okay. So me, right now I work in a, my job is plating. I take 24 foot steel barrels by like, inch, 2 inches in diameter.
Yeah.
And I pick them up into a fixture and I scrub them on the inside and outside with this caustic stuff. And I set them in a vat of acid and I plate the inside and outside with nickel. Mm. I get paid around like $16 an hour. Mm. Mind you, I live out in like, out in the country of Kansas.
Yeah.
While she lives up in Kansas City, she gets paid like, $12 an hour at a chicken joint.
She's at 12? A chicken joint.
She's got no car, no bike. And I've been kind of supportive about it.
Yeah, I mean,
it's just difficult to make money up there.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah. Okay.
Why don't you come on up to Fargo, North Dakota, where actually $16 an hour, you can have your own place. You can, once in a while sneak out to the bar, have a couple drinks on $16 an hour.
I hear you betches hiring.
North Dakota is not real. North Dakota is not real. Come on now.
Says the guy talking about rural Kansas.
Oh, now we got an argument.
Yeah.
Kansas.
But hold on. He loves arguments. He's dating an angsty emo girl.
That's fair. I usually just try to shut up because I don't want a relationship going down in the pits. She'll get all political. I'm like, yeah, I'm not doing that with you. I'm just going to pop on some TV there.
That's always good. Avoid. That always usually goes well.
Is your relationship going well overall?
Oh, yeah. Our relationship's doing pretty well.
How long have you been dating again?
So. Oh, around 6, 7, 8, 9 months now, give or take.
I'm bad with numbers. You're bad with numbers or bad remembering when you started dating her exclusively?
A little bit of both. I mean, we both forgot when we first... met up with each other. We were talking about it just the other day at like some ramen joint. When did we meet again? Oh, I can't remember. Yeah, me neither. You just want to say this date? Yeah, we'll say this date.
And what was that date? I don't remember.
I can't remember.
I would love to have both of you guys on the line. I think it would be an unbelievable dynamic.
Yeah, loop her in. Can you merge her in?
Oh, she's currently at work, unfortunately. She doesn't get out till 7.
She's
4:31 for me at the moment.
Working at Chick-fil-A.
Worse. Go Chicken Go. What's that place? I have no idea.
It's like on Anchorman 2 when your guy on Champ Bailey's serving bats instead of chicken. That's where she works. She works at Champ Bailey's chicken joint. I'm sure it's a great spot.
Yeah. So back to your question. Do you actually want our advice on if you should do this or what do you
want? I'm confused on what he's asking.
Yeah. What are you asking us? Because it's a terrible idea, for the record, for you guys to move in together. But
without a doubt.
You've never introduced her to your dad?
No, he's seen her in the house, but he's never properly introduced.
kind of not really. I never properly introduced her. They've had like a couple run-ins, and I'm like, yeah, this is her. Anyway, have a nice day. I'm a very awkward person. So, I just never like put my loved ones with my family.
So what does your dad say then? You know, the awkward run-in. What does he say to you when you guys are alone about her?
He goes, dude, I got no problem with her, man. I mean, you do you. I'm probably the most chillest guy out here, you know? My father and I have a great bond, and I'm very blessed for that. Not a lot of people have that, especially goth girls these days. You know what I mean? But
did your dad, like, grow up on the slopes?
Yeah.
Or in Long Beach, California?
Listen to the Grateful Dead? Did he swear with them?
He sounds like a surfer.
No, he's a stoner, though. So that kind of explains a lot. Okay. He's an IT guy. He's a big old programmer. He didn't really go far. He's been landlocked his entire life, but he's gone through 2 divorces, the final one being my mother. And I just live with him. It's just 2 guys in this big old house. And
house just smoking weed all day.
Yeah. Hey, you know, that's how it be sometimes. You know, some people say, oh, yeah, I just want to come home, have a nice glass of Tippy Cow. And I'm like, hey, you know, give me a glass of Tippy Cow and in a big old joint. And I'm a rock with that. That's my good, nice after work thing.
I love how not doing much with your life. One of the describers of that was he's been landlocked his whole life.
He didn't have a seat.
I mean, am I wrong?
I mean, I've been landlocked my whole life. I would say I'm doing all right.
He couldn't get out there and find a boat and properly sail.
I mean, there's...
Well, speaking of boat, we do have our own lake named after us.
What's it called? Stoner Lake?
Oh, it's just my last name. It's called, Donor Lake. Yeah, it's called Boyer's Lake. B-O-Y-E-R. Apostrophe S, Lake.
How'd you get a lake named after you?
This is our property.
Oh, so you guys named the lake after yourselves?
No, of course not. We had some big old guys come. Yeah, of course we did.
Big old guys. I mean, okay.
So you're doing this.
She's moving in.
Yeah.
I suppose.
No, okay. Let's commit to it.
Okay.
I know it'll freak you out a little bit to commit to it. Let's commit to her moving in with you and your stoner dad. And what's the dynamic going to be like? Is it like who's cooking meals?
Where's she going to work?
Okay, so here's the thing. I could get her a job at my job, but you know I don't think she'd do.
But you don't want that.
Oh, I definitely don't want that. She would embarrass the absolute hell out of me. She's more Asian than for context. I'm half Chinese, I'm half American. She's full white, and she's way more Asian than I am. She's got ramen bowl teeth, noodles for a living. I'm over here like, damn, I just got out of work at 7:00. Where's my steak and curly fries at? I want my steak on the table. She's like, yeah, I just made some ramen. I got you some sushi here as well. Man, get that out of here. I can only be Chinese on Tuesdays and Sundays. Am I wrong?
No. I don't think either of us are in any position to tell you you're wrong.
No, I think you're right, I guess. Yeah.
No argument. Okay. So where's she gonna work?
Does she feel like she's gotta fit in with you and that's why there's so much ramen and sushi? Or is this like that's actually just
Naturally like that.
Okay.
She just naturally like that. I guess she's been with a lot of Asian folks. Okay. I wonder why. I asked her. She goes, "What do you think I have a type in people?" And I look around her room. She's got nothing but like Asian posters. Like she's unfortunately she's into K-pop. Me personally, I'm a 60s, 70s, 80s type of guy. I love me some Boston. But she just absolutely loves that Asian stuff. She asked me, you think I have a type? Look around the room. I go, yeah, I think you like Asian dudes. She goes, no, that's not true. That's not true at all. That's not true. So I think it's a little, anyway, off topic here. Job. I'm just going to get her a job at Walmart. How does that sound, please? I would Walmart. Do a fleet farm, but there's no fleet farms in Kansas.
There yeah. you go. All yeah, right. I mean, that's the next one up.
Well, I suppose.
I think, dude, you're going to be fine.
Yeah. You know
you're
what?
You're going to be fine.
I was trying to give you advice. I think you should just give us advice.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, it's one of those things where you seem like you got a good sense of humor, and no matter what happens, just keep making jokes through the whole thing, I think, is the move to do.
Yeah. So true.
Yeah.
You know?
So true.
And keep us updated. Call us back with an update. We'd like an update on this.
Yeah.
I will. I'll let you know. And I'll get her on the line, too, next time.
Yeah, in 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 months or so, after you've moved in and all of that, you got to give us an update on how it's going.
Yeah.
What if your dad and her just hit it off?
3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, that'd be scary. That'd be scary. Well, he's not Asian, so I don't have to worry about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
But what do I do if
I mean,
like,
I didn't mean that she was gonna hook up with your dad. I just meant like they were gonna become buddies.
No, I know what you mean, Miles. I'm just twisting your nuts. I'm just busting your balls. Don't worry about it.
I'm just twisting your nuts. That's a good one. Put that on a t-shirt, Miles.
All right.
You should get a notebook and start writing down important things in it. That's my only piece of advice. Just
the thing is, I'd probably do that for about like 3 hours and I forget about it, you know?
Yeah, that's true. You know what? Forget it. You got a system going.
He'd smoke one too many joints and he'd forget about the whole thing.
Oh,
someone
man.
Say joint?
Yeah. Well, there you go, man. I think you're good. I think you're ready for it. There's no advice that we can give you at this point. I think that you just have to let it go.
Do you do stand-up?
I suppose.
You do comedy?
Do I do stand-up? No, but I've been thinking about it.
You should do it.
I don't think I'd do very well, though.
I think you would.
I really want to become a voice actor.
Yeah, you could probably do that.
You should definitely try stand-up. And just literally the stuff that you just said, just talk about your life and people will enjoy it.
Yeah. Find yourself an open mic in Kansas City.
You may have a point there.
Yeah, next time you're in Kansas City.
Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah, well, next time you're there, find an open mic. Take your girlfriend. Actually, don't take her. But just go by yourself and give it a go. Let us know how it goes.
All right, we'll do.
All right.
Sounds good,
I appreciate the talk, boys.
Yeah. We do, too.
Y'all have a good one.
All right, YouTube. See ya.
All right.
Oh, my God.
I don't think there's any words to say, Charlie.
To say.
I think that guy was electric. I think that I want to kind of be his friend.
I kind of,
It's like you could tell. He's a very confusing guy because his humor screams, I'm like successful, funny guy, but it sounds like he's struggling a little bit at the same time, you know?
That's where the comedy comes from.
Yeah, maybe.
We should make him a guest host on the Bellied Up podcast.
Yeah.
Next time when we're in Kansas City, we should do this show in Kansas City at some point.
We should
do it in a bunch of different cities.
I don't swing through KC that much.
No,
but
you
we're
have an
have to.
Airport in Fargo, right?
Oh God, here we go.
You know,
airport splain me right now.
You know how those work, right? You bring your suitcase.
Tell you what, Charlie. Now that it's officially lake season, well, unofficially, officially, kind of lake season.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. There's nothing much more I like in the world than sitting right next to the lake on the patio.
Yep.
Having a ice cold glass of Tippy Cow after I just had a concoction of grilled meats from the grill.
Nothing like some refreshing.
Have a hot dog, have a brat, have a burger, or I'll have all three. Then your belly's full of good food, and then you just fill in the cracks with an ice cold Tippy Cow.
Oh yeah.
Never filled in the cracks with Tippy Cow before,
Charlie?
Oh, sure.
It's the grout of the stomach.
It really is.
Yeah.
It really is. Yeah. Stepped on my headphone cord, yes. Almost ripped it off, but I don't care because I'm in a great mood.
Because you got a little tippy cow.
I'm tipping it on back with tippy cow.
Me too. Cheers.
Cheers, Charlie. Guys, if you are interested in us coming to your local bar and want us to belly on up, you can go to our Instagram page at Bellied Up Pod on our Instagram page, which I just said, and you can click the link in the bio and submit your bar there, and maybe, just maybe, Charlie and I might belly on up.
Welcome to the Bellied Up Podcast. Who do we have on the line?
Kelly. Hi, guys.
Hey, Kelly. How are you?
Kelly, I love your energy.
I'm doing great. Oh, thank you. Because that's what I'm calling about, because I need less of it.
What? Oh, really? Who said you need less energy, Kelly?
Okay, so here's my problem. And I don't really consider it a problem, but apparently my 10-year-old nephew does. And it's been a pretty consistent thing throughout his life. He constantly is asking me, why do you always laugh? Because he thinks that I'm laughing at him. And so I explained that I'm not, because I laugh because I'm happy and joyful. And if he says something that I think is funny or entertaining, or just the fact that he's talking to me about fun stuff, I'll laugh. So I need some tips, because it's getting to the point where he really is thinking that I'm like mocking him, and I feel horrible.
Well, okay.
First of all, he's 10. He doesn't. He can't even think.
Yeah.
You know? He's a 10-year-old. Okay, hey, well, quit making fun of us.
Yeah,
what are you laughing at us for? What the heck is that about?
Yeah, what did we do?
Why are you laughing at us?
This isn't funny.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Jeez, were you a bully in high school? Were you a mean girl?
Hey.
What's going on?
No, quite the opposite. People were mean to me. So,
oh no,
it's all good.
So now you're repaying them by being mean to us? Is that the situation?
Yeah, what the heck's going on?
You know, that's not what they mean by pay it forward, Kelly. Okay,
I get it. I'm just so happy. I'm out walking in the gardens where I work, and so I'm out in nature right now, and it's just wonderful.
What do you do for a living that you are so happy?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it's what I do for a living. It's just the fact that I try to be a happy person and think about the good things, but I work for an insurance company, and so we have a gardens like outside our building that is gorgeous, so I love taking walks through it.
What state?
And that's what I'm doing.
What state are you in?
Missouri.
Missouri. What state of mind are you in?
Right now, I'm very happy.
Yeah, I can tell.
I'm talking to you guys. That adds to it.
So, okay. Have you had this problem? You know, is this an isolated thing? Is your nephew the only one that's really giving you any flack for this? Or is this a common theme?
Well, no, I mean, people do say it like a lot about me that I'm usually, if they say anything about me, it's that I'm bubbly and happy and have the energy and that I laugh a lot. Most people like it though.
Okay.
So
I have gone on record before saying that people like you, Kelly, who seem to be perpetually happy and joyful, I always think, you can't be that happy. Is that actually real? And so that's what my next question is, are you actually this happy?
I think so. I try to find joy in the little things in life. I try not to think about the bigger things. So I take like one step at a time, and I don't think like, okay, if I have a big problem, I just try to focus on one little step, and then that gets accomplished, and then the next step, and then it's like, okay, problem is solved.
Well, you convinced me. I would say that you are a happiness expert. All right, Charlie, you feel comfortable with that?
I feel like, yeah, she's a happiness expert.
I want you to give us the three things I want you to give me the three things to happiness. What are they?
if it's somebody in your life that's getting you down, like, try to talk to them about it in the best way that you can. And if they can't change, like if it's just them and they won't change, then, you know, kind of see them less.
Okay. So here's a question for you before you carry on. Sounds like you might need to see your nephew a little less.
Yeah, might have to cut your nephew out of your life.
Cut him out of your life.
No, you said it.
Those were
you
your
said
words.
It. You wanted our advice. We are putting the pieces of the puzzle together. He's 10. He'll get over it.
He's only 10.
Yeah, I know, but you said it. You said if there's a guy bringing you down and it just keeps happening, you said he's been doing this since he was 5.
Yeah.
I think 5 years is enough. I think it's time to cut him out of your life.
Yeah. You can't do the same thing expecting the results to change. That's definition of insanity. Yeah. Or, you know, so it's tough to do it, you know, but you're going to have to look the little guy in the eyes and say, guess what, kid? I'm sick of your negative shit.
Hey, kid, put down your G.I. Joe. We got to have a talk.
Yeah. And if he can't man up to that, you know, even though he's a boy, if he can't figure that out.
Yeah, 10, no, it's a good age to start manning up.
Yeah.
Though. That's when he should really start coming into his own.
Yeah. And then in about 15 years, we'll talk to him on this podcast about how his aunt, you know.
Abandoned him.
Yeah.
Abandoned him. Yeah, he'll be really pissed off at you guys, too, because I, like, take him. I'm an event person. That's how I show my love. So I get him tickets and we go places and he's already on me about getting tickets to probably next year's Chiefs Bills game because we went last October.
Oh, wow.
And he's like, we're going to do that again. So,
well, and then, then you can work with bribing him. Okay. Yeah. You can just say, hey, if you want to go to another Chiefs Bills game, you got to laugh with me, not rain on my parade.
Oh, well, that could work.
Yeah. You need some hard love with this kid, you know?
Yeah. But I feel like he gets it enough from everybody else.
That's
another reason. I try to overcompensate.
Oh, you think this 10-year-old's have a tough go of it?
Well, yeah. I mean, 10-year-olds in school is hard.
Oh, is he being bullied?
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean.
You're saying generally.
I don't think so because, yeah.
Yeah, it's tough being 10 these days, you know? Yeah,
he might be. I have the problem with laughter.
Oh.
So I don't know.
Oh, okay. Maybe he's experiencing
See what
some...
I mean? Like, maybe that's why.
Well, then, okay, so maybe you break it down for him. Say, hey, I was bullied, as you said you were bullied, you know? So maybe this is part of the reason that you don't like me laughing, but I'm coming from a different place, you know? And if that doesn't work, cut that kid out of your life. Not messing around with
Okay,
that.
I'll let him know that. I'll let him know that you said that.
All right.
Charlie did say that. That was Charlie that said that.
It was Miles' idea, but I do happen to agree with it.
No, it was her idea. She brought it up first.
That's
that was
true. It was your idea. Don't blame us.
Technically, yes. But I meant adults, not kids.
Oh, yeah. Okay. What are
you got to teach them?
Well,
this is me dark. There's a bunch of people listening to this podcast right now going, oh, that's why I must have been mean to my dad. That's why he left when I was so young. Cut me out of his life.
No.
You got any
that's
other?
What I do. Okay. So try to find the good in everything that you see. Like,
everything.
There's always something. Yeah. Well, there's.
I've watched a lot of the History Channel, and there's some things that.
Yeah.
I know. Yes, that's true. There are dark things, and there are dark things in everyone's life.
Well, okay. Let's do a little exercise then, quick. Let's do an exercise, quick. I want you, you know, with Charlie and all of his flaws, you know, the bountiful list of flaws that Charlie has, What are a couple things that you would say is finding the good in Charlie? What would they be?
Yeah, what would those be?
Let's see. I think your humor.
Thank you.
Humor's good.
Thank you.
I think the charity work that you do sometimes at the end of your show with like the Craigslist kicker and stuff like that.
Oh yeah.
That's a good.
Oh, that's quite. That's really.
I forgot about that one.
Yeah, that's good. See, Miles went fishing for my own compliments. Well, thank you. That's very kind.
Yeah.
All right. So find the silver lining. Cut out your nephew. What else would you say is something for happiness?
For me, it's definitely walking, being outside.
Yeah.
Being one with nature.
Couldn't so much in the winter, but now, like, just being outside in the sun.
Vitamin
D. You know, 62 here today. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it changes your outlook on everything.
Well, I think you should write a book.
If you're having a hard time. I do want to write a children's book, but I can't quite figure out how I'm going to get around it because I want it to be about fostering kids and things like that for foster children.
It could be about fostering a kid who doesn't like your laugh, you know? That could be the book.
It could be a book about Mrs. Giggles.
Yeah, Mrs. Giggles.
Ms. Giggles.
Ms. Giggles.
I do giggle, yeah.
Well, that's the title right there.
I was thinking more animals.
Okay. Well, just make Ms. Giggles a bear.
Yeah.
A giggling bear? Could you imagine that?
Bear Giggles.
That would be so tough for a bear.
That would be fun. Yeah.
Imagine if a bear was trying to be a big, tough bear and then he just kept giggling.
Yep. Ah, that's brilliant. See, that's good.
Oh, wow.
That's a good starting
brilliant.
Point.
Look at her finding the silver lining. Well, Kelly, thank you very much for sharing your insights on how to be happier.
It's a good way to end this episode, too.
It really is.
It's a good way to end this episode. It's kind of a, hey, let's go out into the world and let's all be Kellys.
Yeah. Let's be Miss Giggles.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Well, thanks.
I love that because that
with a world full of angsty 10-year-olds like your nephew, be a Kelly instead.
Be a Kelly.
Yeah, I need to tell my nephew that. Just be Aunt Kelly.
Yeah, he goes, "Why are you laughing?" You're like, "Because I'm Kelly. That's what I do. It's who I am. It's what I do."
I mean, pretty much it's what the rest of my family knows. So
there we go.
Yep.
He'll learn. Well, thanks for calling in today, Kelly.
Yeah,
it's a good way for us to end the episode. That was awesome. So thanks for calling in.
All right. Well, thank you for your help, guys.
Yeah, thank you. You helped us, Kelly. Yeah, and we didn't help you much, but thank you. We appreciate you. And, you know, enjoy that garden. It's windy out there.
It is very windy. Sorry if it messes with the sound.
No, it's okay.
No.
It's okay. It's just scene setting. All right. Take care now.
Enjoy your walk.
Yeah, thank you for calling in. And tell your nephew we say hi. Unless you want to cut him out of your life, then don't tell him anything.
I will.
All right.
Thanks. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Bye.
And you have a great laugh. Bye-bye. Well, Miles, our work here is done.
It is.
Another
satisfied caller.
Here on the Bellied Up Podcast. It's been fun, Miles. Cheers, my guy.
Cheers. Don't forget to tip your bartender, everyone, too.
Tip them. Cheers.